Unearthing the scariest cheese of all time. The songs that will eat your brains. It's a cheese, please. Halloween. Now, here are your undead hosts with the most. Snarf Dead and Daffodil Rotter.
Oh, you're so mean. Come on. Welcome to another Cheese Please Halloween special. I want to bite your head off. My name is Snarf, dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Let's not. Yeah. And if you haven't figured out, we're not in the van. We're here at the edge of a cave because, you know, we can't set a fire to keep us warm in said cave.
It was too smoky.
And it's a little windy outside and we're just trying to settle in, but it was all your fault, Daffodil.
No.
Why?
It is not my fault. It is your fault. Do you
no!
want to know?
No. Not my fault.
Stop.
No.
It's your fault because you pulled up to this motel and said, we're staying here, and I could see Norman Bates' mother in the window, and that's it. I was done. I am not spending Halloween night in the Bates Motel.
Where did you see Norman Bates' mother?
I saw some woman in a rocking chair in the window upstairs. I was done.
Okay.
I'd rather be here in the cave than stay in the Bates Motel.
Well, why didn't you tell me that when I was trying to check in? Huh?
Because it was more fun to go in and yell and say we gotta get out of here before we die.
Yeah, but it screwed me up. The guy was a little upset that I didn't actually sign in and I may have left some keys there. We may have to go back.
What keys?
But, well, I don't know. It was...
He gave you keys for the room. We're not supposed to take those if we're not staying in the room. It's all good.
Yeah, well, I may have to take them back.
We'll never have to go back.
Well, fine. I wish you would have told me then. But anyway, let's focus on the music on our Halloween show. Very scary. Well, at least I'm trying anyway. A variety of stuff. We're actually playing Bobby Boris Pickett this week. Go figure, but it's not the Monster Smash. No. Not playing that. The Keystones, I Was a Teenage Monster a little later on. At the House of Frankenstein a little later on. But we're starting off Jim Burgett shortly and Jekyll and Hyde. Oh, don't give me that look.
Right here on Cheese, please.
No. Not yet. Not yet. But we're starting off with John Zacherle and Happy Halloween! Now.
Right here on Cheese Please Halloween.
Through the nauseous night I soar, through the pools of rancid gore, through the sewer pipes I'll crawl, to the horror hall. From the rocks and werewolf nests come the ghastly guests. Gonna have a nightmare dream.
Happy Halloween.
So little witch, we've got a date. You better put your head on straight. Jump on your broom and don't be late. This is our night to celebrate. Through the oozing quicksand swamp, do the muddy bloody stomp. Everybody make the scene.
Happy Halloween.
Isn't this a gruesome party? All the weirdies are here. You can't tell which is which without a program. Oh, there's the war-worn woozy witch. And there's Dracula dancing with Vigor. Till Rigor Mortis sets in. For this sweet night we've waited all year. Now don't you try to disappear. I'll open up your coffin, dear. My nose will tell that you're still here. Gonna eat some lizard lunch. Gonna drink some living punch. Gonna dance until we're dead. Hit me on the head. Hang my heart. split my spleen.
Happy Halloween.
Everybody make the scene. Happy Halloween.
Can you howl? Do that one more time. Ow!
Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I look like one, but I guess it ain't true. My personality splits in two. Jekyll and Hyde. Jekyll and Hyde. I guess I'm just a Jekyll and Hyde.
Ears?
Where's the fun, great pumpkin kind of songs? Why are they always scary songs?
I don't know! Jim Burgett and Jekyll and Hyde. And before that, John Zacherly and, whoa, talk about screaming on that one. Happy Halloween! On the show this week, my name is Snarftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and yep, you are definitely listening to Cheese Please.
Widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims.
We better leave.
We're in a cave in the woods. I think we're safe.
Didn't you see as we came in there, we drove past the cemetery?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. It's only like down the road slightly, a few hundred feet.
I'm going to go get a big rock and a stick.
Yes. Okay.
And then I'm going to sit behind you.
Yes.
So they take you first.
Oh,
although they
boy.
Might just not want to take you because they are always looking for brains.
Yes.
You perhaps might be missing that
requirement. Oh, thank you. Well, we got the warning there with the sound effects thing, and let's play one more. Is that enough?
Again with the screaming.
Gets you in the Halloween mood? Come on.
I don't like spooky Halloween. What? I like fun and colorful and pretty Halloween.
Well, what do you think about a creaky door like this? Huh? That's not creepy now, is it?
Well, it is a little bit, but it's also entertaining.
And it takes forever to open, it seems. It's not that scary, Daffodil.
No, doors are okay.
Okay, that's fine. We're going to focus on some Halloween dances this time around on the show. Shortly, Bobby Boris Pickett, he did more than the Monster Mash. He did the Monster Swim coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Brian and Gary, and they're doing the Frankie as Frankenstein, perhaps. Right here on...
It's a Cheese Please Halloween.
At the Monster A-Go-Go in Transylvania, Frankenstein's dance causes monster mania. They all do it now, and it's called the Frankie. Anyone can do it, cause there's no hanky-panky.
Frankie, there's a Frankie, stepping up and stop your Frankie.
If you'd like to do the Frankie, here's what it's all about. You just stiffen up and put your arms straight out. If you like, you can try to do the Frankie Tangle. Just grab your ghoul's hand and let your claws intermangle.
Frankie, do the Frankie, stepping up and stop your Frankie.
And your arms out straight, just stomp on the floor, cause the beat's real great. And as you stomp your feet to the beat, it's fine, cause you start to really look like Frankenstein.
Frankie, you're the Frankie, stepping up and stomp your feet.
Why don't you think up a fiend and do the Frankie? It's better than the vampire of Oz. It's kind of like a funky monkey. This dance is very earthy. It should be they hired the band for cheap. Did you notice how the drummer can take off his head? Which one? This dance is quite an undertaking. Perhaps it'll be a good record. The drummer is playing a funny looking drum. Yes, it's called a tune tune. I hope they buy this record. We have a big stake in it. Oh, you're a real cut-up. Well then, this should be a sharp release.
Hi, this is Robert Englund, otherwise known as Freddy Krueger. You know, from Nightmare on Elm Street. And I'm haunting you again. And I'm wishing you all a happy Halloween, Robert. Get out of here, Robert, you stupid wimp. Happy Halloween! It's my favorite night of the year!
Cheese.
My name is Boris, and back in 62, the Crypt Kickers and I brought the Monster Mash to you. But now it's a different bag, and mashing is a drag. When the lights grow dim, we now do the Monster Swim. All you would-be monsters, come on in. Boris is going to show you how to monster swim. It's something like the zombie, but not so slow. A lot like the grave digger, but not so low. We can't do the monkey or even the dog, cause they've both been eaten by the blob.
We do the swim.
It's a poolside smash.
The monster swim.
It's bigger than the mash. Here we are swimming under the full moon. The werewolf and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Dracula, what do you think of my new smash?
Whatever happened to the monster mash?
It's not a swim.
It's a poolside smash. It's bigger than the mash. Frankie and Igor are a welcome sight. And vampire are flying in out of the night. Even the Beatles are shaking their domes. Dancing to the swim band of the Rolling Bones. It's a poolside smash. It's bigger than the mash. Give to try, Igor.
To swim is a gas. It's better than the man.
Keys, please, none other than Bobby Boris Pickett. Yeah, he did something else besides the Monster Mash, the Monster Swim. And before that, we had Do the Frankie, Brian and Gary. I guess they were great pals, or I don't know. Brian and Gary got along, made a record, and we played it on Cheese Please. My name is Sarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and yep, this is definitely Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
You know, Daffodil, I'm getting less and less annoyed. I sort of am getting into this whole atmosphere here.
It's very atmospheric.
It's kind of cool. And, you know, I guess it worked out for the best.
Yes.
You know, that's all I got to say.
Because we're not in a creepy motel.
No. That's a good thing. But apparently you have some Halloween facts.
Yes.
Tell me.
Did you know that before Trick or Treat, Smell My Feet, Give Me Something Good to Eat, that people had to dance if they wanted a treat?
Dance?
Yes. Experts trace the idea of trick-or-treating to the European practice of mumming, or guising, in which costume-wearing participants would go door-to-door performing choreographed dances, songs, and plays in exchange for treats.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
If you'd been around for the earliest Halloween celebrations, you would have worn animal skins and the animal's head.
Tribes
in what is now Germany and France traditionally wear costumes of animal heads and skins to connect to the spirits of the dead.
That deserves a groan.
The jack-o'-lantern comes from an Irish tale about a man named Stingy Jack. According to folklore, Stingy Jack was out getting sloshed with the devil when Jack convinced his drinking partner to turn himself into a coin to pay for the drinks.
Oh, okay. That whole animal thing, that just makes me want to bring in my deep, evil voice. Can I do that, Daffodil?
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, it's putting me in a good mood, so I want to do this. So, here we go. Okay, Daffodil, that's
are
all.
Are you done playing with that now?
You weren't impressed. Come on. It's Halloween.
Fun. It's fun. That is fun for Halloween.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. I got it out of my system at
all
one
right.
time.
More music, please.
Okay, we got the Ketones coming up shortly with I Was a Teenage Monster. Well, we're starting off with Sonny Rickards or Richards Panics and the Voodoo Walk featuring Cindy and Misty. Right here on
Cheese Please.
The night was dark. The moon was high. I was walking along, holding hands with my guy, when all of a sudden his breath became quick. His eyes began flashing. These words fell from his lips. I'll take you to the voodoo lair. It's mighty weird down there. The werewolf does the voodoo walk. Instead of Monster Mash, you stalk. The mummy does it with a thud. When the vampire does it, he drinks your blood. Do a little walk, give a funny quiver. Walk on back and give a little shiver. Fly back in and then begin to stalk. Just like a shadow, that's a voodoo walk. All the ghouls do it, it'll go to your head. Come to the voodoo walk, the dance of the dead. The dance of the dead, do the voodoo walk. The dance of the dead, do the voodoo walk. The dance of the dead, do the voodoo walk. The dance of the dead, do the voodoo walk. The dance of the dead, do the voodoo walk.
walk the dance of the day.
Keys, please.
I was a teenage monster.
I was a teenage monster. A horrible teenage monster.
Up in smoke went old Frankenstein. Oh.
She made me cut my hair, scrub my face, made me a member of the humane race. Mirror, mirror, look and say, is that a clean cut? Who could be
teenage monster, Charlie?
I was a teenage monster.
And I was a teenage monster with the ketones and that whole opera soprano thing was, well, you know, a little overdone, shall we say?
And just a wee bit.
And before that, we had Sonny Richards Maddox and the Voodoo Walk featuring Cindy and Misty. On the show this week, if you haven't figured out, you haven't looked at the calendar and coming out of under a rock, this is our Keys, Please Halloween show.
Yes, I'm going to finish my story.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. I got so excited with the sound effects that I forgot about the story you were saying.
So Stingy Jack tricked the devil into turning himself into a coin and then kept the coin in his pocket with a cross so the devil couldn't turn back.
Okay.
And finally the devil said he would never take Stingy Jack's soul.
Okay.
Stingy died. And then heaven wouldn't take him either. So he was cursed to walk the earth with a burning coal and a hollowed-out turnip to light his way.
Oh.
And the Irish called him Jack of the Lantern, and then he just became Jack O'Lantern.
Ah, so he actually was Jack carrying around a lantern as
in a turnip.
As a ghost.
Well, he wasn't quite a ghost, but yeah. Oh. And the most lit jack-o'-lanterns on display ever was 30,581 in the city of Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
30,000 plus.
That must have been fun to light.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, this has been fun. It started out a little rough, but, you know, turning a negative into a positive, I'm certainly happy to be here, Daffodil. And
I am, too. I have marshmallows. We're going to roast some marshmallows.
Yes.
We'll sing some songs.
And we want to wish everyone, including you, Daffodil, I want to wish you a happy Halloween. And we want to wish everyone out there a happy Halloween as we end off the show with the Daylighters and Madhouse Jump shortly. But starting off the set, Big B, Cornegay, and At the House of Frankenstein. Until next week, folks.
Stay, have fun, stay cheesy.
Now you kids gather around. Call at this house, there is something special going down. There's an out-of-town kid by the name of Frankenstein. He got a great big house and a friend who's 6'9".
begins to shine. Watch the wolf man out in the vestibule. Please spin the bottle with Betty Gould till the sun comes up at the house of Frankenstein.
About being in a cave?
What?
There's no kids coming to eat all these little chocolate bars.
That's true.
No trick-or-treaters, it's the best.
Yeah. How much do we actually have for, marshmallows?
I have 2 bags of marshmallows. I have some graham crackers and some chocolate so we can make some s'mores.
Cool. You sure?
And I got cocoa.
You sure you don't want to go back to the hotel?
No, we are not going back to the crazy motel.
What?
Did you not stop the recordings?
I didn't. Well, in that case, guys, have a good Halloween again.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.